Hello, I'm Mike Hutchinson, and I'm joined by Jane Pratt to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. We'll start with the information desk. To begin with, we would like to welcome three new listeners to Chatterbox: Joy Croft in Norwich, Mrs. Barbara Ricks in Sheringham, and Mrs. Victoria Turner in Newton St. Faith. We hope you enjoy listening to Chatterbox every week. Now we have the summer home safety advice from the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, read by their watch manager, Mark Duff-Dick.
Hello everyone. This is Bryn from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, North Earl and Blue Watch, and welcome to episode 4 of our key home safety messages, with this episode primarily focused on the summer season. During this episode, we have three key areas that we'd like to share with you. The first is water safety. Second, barbecue safety, and third and final, be caravan safety. With regards to water safety, if you accidentally enter the water, then firstly, float to live. Try not to panic and fight your instinct to thrash around. Secondly, lean back, extend your arms and legs, and gently use them to help you float. Thirdly, control your breathing. Once the cold water shock has eased, call for help and swim to safety, or wait until help arrives. You may have heard recently of how barbecues have contributed to some of the large fires we have seen around the country. Never use a barbecue, including disposable barbecues, indoors or on a balcony. Be careful where you position your barbecue. We suggest you do this on level ground, well away from anything flammable like sheds, fences, trees or tents. Be pet aware. Dogs, and sometimes cats, love to schnaffle sausages and can cause accidents getting under your feet. Carefully supervise children. Little ones can all too easily trip and fall, while older children might hurt themselves when trying to help. Our final focus area of this episode is caravan safety. Make sure you have a working smoke alarm in your caravan. It is just as important as having one in your home, and just as dangerous not to. Ensure caravans and tents are at least 6 metres apart and away from parked cars. Make sure you know what the fire arrangements are on the campsite and where the nearest telephone is. Turn off all appliances before you leave your caravan or go to bed. If you smoke, use metal ashtrays and never smoke in bed. Remember, in all cases, if a fire starts, get out, stay out, and call 999. For further advice and to request a home safety visit from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, call 0300 123 1448. Or you can click Request a Home Fire Safety Visit from our website homepage at www.norfolk.gov.uk/fire. Alternatively, if you are a Suffolk resident, call 01473 260 588 or visit www.suffolk.gov.uk/Suffolk Fire and Rescue Service. Thank you for listening. Everyone at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service wishes you a safe and pleasant summer.
Thank you, Mark. Jane will now read the first of this week's messages from Vision Norfolk.
Thank you, Mr. Michael Edwards, for the stamps.
We now have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk in Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH. They're held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Audiobooks on CD for loan. Vision Norfolk have titles of audiobooks on CD for loan. There are 5 A4 pages of book titles. It is possible for us to read them out individually, and so, if you would like to borrow any, please contact Vision Norfolk to make your choices. Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of it through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre on the second Monday of each month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on the 8th of August.
F-Stop Eyes, Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and the third Friday of the month, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m, when it either holds indoor sessions, costing £4, offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on indoors, Friday the 5th of August, outdoors, Friday the 19th of August.
And here's a message from Edmund Bates of Vision Norfolk. The Transport for Norwich team will be carrying out a number of works currently being delivered re the Connecting the Lane schemes in Norwich City Centre. The team wishes it to be known that construction work and work will begin on Exchange Street, St Benedict Street and Upper Goat Lane. For further information, please contact Edward Bates at Vision Norfolk, who has letters and plans that provide information relating to Exchange Street, St Benedict Street and Lower Goat Lane. That's all for Information Desk this week.